The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the 12th episode of Lost Mine of Phandelver.
Yay!
Last episode, our party was continuing their exploration of the Red Brand hideout. They stumbled across someone in presumably some kind of a magic using person, because they encountered their familiar first in the individual's living quarters. Unfortunately, the individual fled before the party was able to catch up with them.
It's a them, okay.
However, they had pilfered the person's go bag before earlier in a previous episode, and so the individual was not able to take his satchel with his stuff with him, and it is now in the possession of the party. Afterwards, they went across the hallway into a large room containing four Red Brands, and got into a big messy fight, during which Sandswood turned into a bear, and fought as a bear until he was knocked back into his human form, or his humanoid form.
Normal form in the database.
And the fight was rough, but the battle was won, and the party was victorious, and that's where the episode ended. Was with the end of that battle, and that is where we will pick up. So you've had this fight, you've had this battle, and you were victorious. What are you, have all these dead bodies laying around? What are you gonna do?
Okay, I'm going to cast a cure wounds to myself, since I'm almost dead, I guess.
You certainly may.
Okay, let me do this.
I also actually have spell slots for some healing. Also have cure wounds.
Oh, interesting.
And they're kind of otherwise useless, is why I'm bringing it up.
Did you take any damage?
I did not.
Yeah, they almost...
I was very brave in the back.
They almost killed a bear. I don't know who else is injured. I think... Tankren, you're also hurt, right?
Yes, I am down by 11.
Oh, I'm down by 2-1. Sorry, I don't know if I cast it once or twice. Sorry. Because I tried... I should only cast one. Oh, it's twice, but... Yeah, it's okay. I'll cast twice. The second one is a bad roll, but still. So, back to 10.
Okay.
And burn my two spell one slot.
I should probably heal Tankren then. Tankren can keep his spell slots for more useful things.
Right.
So I'll cast it once on Tankren.
What?
Woo! So good.
What? What's that?
Go ahead and do it again.
Oh, not bad.
Okay, great. Much better. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, my second cast is also a one. That's but I have some. Yeah. Okay.
Like proficiencies or something with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's my wisdom modifier, I guess. I'm not sure why I have that extra too. But yeah, I'm back to slightly better.
Yep.
Not good, it's slightly better. Oh, yeah, spellcasting ability modifier. Yeah.
So Eagle Eye, are you injured at all?
No, I'm not injured. Like, I'm just seeing if I have the cure wounds thing. I don't think I
doubt
do.
It. I don't think monks can do that.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a spell.
I suggest we.
It's a spell. I see.
I suggest we check the room to the south.
Yeah, I want to search.
I expect it's going to be barracks.
Like this.
Okay, if you want to burn, then go ahead.
No. You guys are still.
I reflect on what I did.
You want to look at them?
I want to look at the body around me. I mean, the center of bodies, right? So let me try to search the bodies first.
Loot the body.
I'm going to check these barrels and see what's over here.
Okay, let me try search this one. This red brand body. Did I find anything?
You're looking at the red brand bodies?
Yeah. I think four of them or three of them, I don't remember.
Yeah, there's three. Okay. Or no, there's four because there's one underneath the...
Who's
that in the middle? That's you, yeah. Same
one. The body, you don't find anything. It's important to note that... that on the table, you know, just as you're looking around after the fight, they had been playing a game called Knuckle Bones, and there is a bunch of gold or coins on the table, and including a couple little trinkets, most of which are in front of one spot, one chair. On the table, it looks like one of the players was seemed to be winning more than the others considerably.
In character, huh? They are playing games. Then I propose we do something similar and split these money, not equally, but yeah.
Well, who's going to count them up? Lillian, are you going to count it up?
Oh, I would love to.
So Tankren, you have seen him, but I wouldn't know that, right?
You don't know that. Like,
yeah, I don't know that.
I think I proposed loud enough so Eagle Eye can hear that if he pay attention.
I'm down for a game to see how to distribute. You'll have to define the rules of said game.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for. I want to propose that let's try roll a d20 and then split by the points with the rate. The
percentage of the d20 that you roll?
Yeah.
Why don't we count up how much there is first? Because maybe it's
maybe it's like five gold. Who cares?
Right.
Yeah. Let's figure out how much it earned.
Okay. I'm going to convert the electrum into gold, but because electrum is stupid, there are 26 gold pieces.
Uh huh.
55 silver pieces. 75 copper, and there is a set of gold earrings with a tiny ruby in it, worth about 30 gold.
One.
A set. The set is worth 30 gold.
Oh, a set. So
I'm sorry, I was typing right, and for some reason Google Sheets lost it. What was the amount again? 27 gold?
26 gold.
26 gold.
55 silver, 75 copper, and a 30 gold piece.
What the hell? It's
like earrings with a tiny ruby.
I see. Then I propose the winner, let's roll a dice. And who rolls the highest number take their earrings, and the other three split by the points.
So evenly,
earrings are worth 30 gold piece.
Not evenly. Right.
Okay. How about evenly? How about we'll just split the money evenly? It's just easier, and then we can roll for the earrings. Someone gets 30 gold bonus.
Yeah, they could do too. Yeah,
I don't want to do the math.
I don't. Yeah, but I assume by doing that, I can as the potential winner, I can get the most gold I have. Okay. But yeah, let's do this. So it will be, yeah, the math is weird.
I think it's kind of funny in...
Not me.
Oh, even less me.
Nine.
Oh my goodness.
I have something wow. to win, right? Yes.
Oh, come on. Wait. Can I sleight of hand fool them into re-rolling?
You can sleight of hand to potentially re-roll your roll, but it has to be against the, you. So make a sleight of hand check against yep. their perception check.
Yeah.
Okay. Now each one of you roll a perception check. You have to beat a seven. Anybody who beats a seven will notice and can react in whatever way they choose.
Okay, but only that perception check. Let me check. I have
the only person I want to fool is Sandswood.
I know.
In character.
Everybody notices you don't fool a darn person.
Hey, don't roll twice.
I'll just pass it off as, oops, I bumped my die.
Okay, that makes sense. You know you rolled a one. It's okay. I know.
I'm going to say nice try, Lillian.
Couldn't fool those bird eyes of yours.
So what is the... Okay, so let me do the math.
We'll do it. We can do it when we get back to town.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to check these battles over here. Do I find anything?
Let's see. What is in those barrels? There are kegs of ale. That's mostly it. Yeah, wow. Some kegs of ale are propped up and tapped. Yeah, that's about it.
Cool. Just gonna look around the room to find if there are any secret doors or something.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a perception check.
Hey.
You do not find any secret doors or anything.
Okay, cool.
Can I look around for signs of the rat? Because I believe it ran this way.
Yeah, you can if you'd like.
Is that perception or nature or what?
That would be a perception check.
I'll just do actually, both and then you can choose whichever.
Yeah, sure. You don't see it. You don't think it came in here. It had scampered out of the room and you weren't sure exactly where it went from there. So it's hard to say if it, you know, scurried through here or went somewhere else.
Okay. Mm. So we can head down to this last room that we've checked, and then we still are aware that there are prisoners over here.
And I found something in this. Oh no, this is a square I draw.
Yeah.
How do you delete it?
I couldn't figure out how to delete them either.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. So let's try go to the other room, I guess.
Okay, I'm just gonna go to the other room over here.
By the way, I think I can wild shape again, and also I have only one spell slot left. That's my status, just to sync with you guys.
I have no spell slots, but it doesn't matter because my spells suck.
Let me go in second.
Okay. And then just listen if there is something on the side of the door.
Wanna listen at the door.
Yeah, like just try and see like if I hear any noise or like no if
Give me
there
a
are any
perception
movement.
check.
Perception.
That's good enough. You hear a lot of gruff voices. They are fairly loud and sneering kind of tone issuing. Well, does anybody do you don't know Goblin, do you? You could tell it's Goblin, but do you know how to speak Goblin?
I might
I
actually.
can't speak
Well,
Goblin.
you can't hear it though.
Oh
Eagle Eye, you can hear.
yeah, I don't speak goblin.
Yeah, so you could tell it's Goblin simply because you've been dealing with goblins quite a
And
bit lately.
then I can try.
But they don't sound like goblin voices.
Okay.
They're lower pitched and rougher voices than goblin.
Interesting.
So I'm
So
just gonna let the team know like what I heard. Like I'm gonna say like, oh, I hear's a goblin, I think. So, but I don't understand like what they're talking about. So.
I see. I can't hear Goblin. Let me try. I mean, I understand Goblin, so let me try.
I'm gonna move away. So.
Okay, and I get closer to the door and try to listen. And let me roll a perception check, right? Perception.
Yeah.
Oh, not bad.
So yeah, it's
15.
very strange. They're barking orders like lick the floor, roll like a dog. It's very, very strange. You don't know what's going on. It's like they're issuing demeaning orders, commands to somebody.
Since I know Goblin, I know. Do I know it's not from Goblin? If
You can. Yeah, you could tell. Yeah, you could tell that these are not goblin voices.
I see, and can I
Goblin
tell?
voices are much higher pitched and whiny.
I see, and can I know what race might speak those goblin niece? I don't know how to. Do I know who speak that or what speak that?
Do you know what you, do you, are you asking? Do you know what it is? What race of something is speaking goblin?
Yeah.
No, you really can't. You
Okay.
can't tell. I mean, between it is muffled through the door. It's just it's hard to say.
And do I know how many?
It's just obviously not a goblin.
Okay. Do I know how many things is saying that goblin through a door? How many?
Not with that perception check.
I see. I see. So I speak to hey guys, I whisper. I think there is some other things commanding a goblin to do some bad, some order him to do something meaning stuff.
Could
I
be a
guess,
hobgoblin.
yeah, I guess it's a goblin slaved by others. I guess. I don't know, but I guess. But I don't know how many of them. Maybe one.
I mean, there's almost no way that they're not associated with this sort of Red Brand group. So I could throw on the cape and once again try and talk my way out of this. I actually do speak goblin as well
Oh, nice.
with my ranger trait.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't speak Goblin, but yeah, I can do that too. As a gnome, I don't know why, but yeah. So, what's your suggestion? You're trying
So
to.
I could try and basically
Similar like the
we could
other.
collect a lot more information
Yeah.
before we just go into battle again.
Yeah.
So you're saying you want to go in by yourself?
So I could go in by myself with you guys just off the stairs here to the
Yep.
right.
I.
Close enough to charge in when things invariably go wrong. Because
All
out of character, I'm gonna roll a bunch of ones.
Oh, this is a good sign, right? But yeah, I move back away from the door.
Do you want to do the same thing, Lillian? Like, you want to take me as a prisoner, or like, no, like.
I don't think this time, because with some goblins, like, they're probably not really that interested in
a bird.
Prisoners or whatever else. Like it's less convincing. It's not some leader of the group, right?
Mm.
Or maybe it is. I don't know, but I'm just assuming not.
Okay. I'm just going to be right next to the door if I hear something or like if I...
Sounds good. I think you should be at the back.
Back here?
No. Back up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all want to be out of sight.
So just Lillian is going in. And
throwing on my red brand cloak.
Okay. And,
So you're not walking stealthily. You are walking as a red brand.
Yep.
Walking like an Egyptian.
And you're going to go in the room.
Yeah, let's think about what would be my reason for entering this room. Because I don't know what's happening inside or why they're doing it, right? So it's going to be kind of difficult to convince them.
I think they're a goblin, so I...
Barge into a room of someone probably being tortured and say, hey, you're being too loud.
No,
not tortured, just being ordered around.
Or you could just say, like, you've been called around into the
boss
other room.
The boss wants us upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the boss wants us.
What was in the note? What was the name of that person?
We don't know.
You should have the note.
No, Lord Abrick, right?
Something like that. Yeah, it's in our inventory.
Yeah. Or,
Albrecht, I think, yeah.
What? One name I don't remember.
Sorry, not our handouts.
It's in the handout,
A curious letter.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Lord Albrick, Yarno.
Okay, that's perfect. Names. So what I'll do is I'll go in and say, Lord Albrick wants to see you.
Okay.
And lead them out, and you guys can ambush them.
Ambush them.
It's usually a lot better if we're in the room.
No, I'll try and lead them out and then into the hallway, and then I will back up to here so that there's only one, essentially, that can reach out at a time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
So actually, does one of you want to move back into this room over by the barrels so that you're basically my backup as well?
We don't have another room to fight.
I mean, just like here, right?
Yeah, here, yeah.
This is better.
And then I will lead them through this hallway, and because I'm assuming that we're going to be heading up towards this room.
Yeah.
And then we can be in this room to fight. So actually, Eagle Eye, you might want to move up there as well. We'll just move everybody up there.
But how would I know if you're in trouble or not?
He'll scream.
We leave
everything. So you can just assume this from now on, John. Everything I say, I'll say loud enough for them to hear.
Yeah, we leave this door open.
Yep.
And behind, we hide out of sight. I think that's doable, right?
Yep.
So open this door and this door. It's a 15 feet range. You can be loud enough.
All right. So
right, you can be loud enough.
That's the plan. It's not going to work. Let's give it a try. Incoming. Roll 4. Here's a 1. Okay, I'll go ahead and open the door.
Okay.
It's locked now.
Open the door. This barracks contains 4 roughly built wooden bunks with heaped up blankets and dirty dishes scattered about. A strong smell of unwashed bodies and rotten meat fills the air. 3 tall, furry humanoids are lounging among the mess. You recognize these as bugbears, like the one you killed at the Cragmaw hideout. Lounge among the mess, barking orders to a sad little goblin that demeans itself for their amusement. Your sudden appearance causes the goblin to faint.
Okay.
Okay, so good.
I'd like to rather loudly, and what I know something about bugbears, right? Just the general their existence, right?
Yeah, we
know that they exist,
but they don't speak goblin necessarily, right?
Well, these ones were speaking goblins, and they do associate with goblins quite a bit. That's a good question. What is the normal language of bugbears?
Don't they speak common?
So they're goblinoids, which means they still speak goblin as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they speak goblin naturally. Yeah, they speak goblin, yes.
Yep, okay. All right, so then I can assume I can speak goblin as well. So in goblin, I would like to say that Lord Albrecht would like to speak with you. Please follow me.
And they look a little surprised at your sudden appearance. I want you to make a
which one would you like?
A deception check.
Which one you like?
Oh,
14.
And the one all the way to left, he says, "Who are you? I don't remember seeing you around here. I don't remember seeing any women in the red brands.
I was here to play games with those in the parlor." That's it.
Give me another deception check.
16.
Even better.
So you say that the Glassstaff wants to see us?
Yes, he would like to speak with all three of you.
All right. The three of them the three of them begrudgingly get up and start heading over toward the door. They appear to be heading, following your orders or your suggestion.
So I'll turn and just immediately start walking north. Assuming waiting all the while till they follow through. Oh, is the goblin coming too, or is it just the bugbear? I was gonna say, I thought he was fainted.
Yeah, he was. I was wondering why he only had 7 hit points. I'm like, I didn't know bugbears only had 7 hit points.
Right. So I'll keep walking into the room until as soon as they enter, according to our plan, right? That's when everyone's going to attack.
Yeah, when I saw the first bugbear, I tried to cut it with my dagger. No, I don't remember why I'm wielding. I'm a little bit nervous, but yeah.
First, let me give. Let me give the bugbears an opportunity to, or at least him an opportunity to notice you. So he will make a perception. That is not that is passive. I don't want passive. I want a regular perception check, which is a wisdom roll.
How many?
Which he rolls a 5 on. Uh-oh. And so he walks straight into the room, apparently not even noticing you, and he walks right in between the two of you. And that is our current formation. And you will receive a surprise round in which you can attack before we roll initiative. Why don't you all roll initiative? That will define the order in which you go in the surprise round.
Select your token first.
Yes. If you didn't select the token, reroll.
Oh my god.
5, yes.
But we have a surprise turn, then it should be 5, I guess.
11 for Eagle Eye, 5 for Lillian, 3 for Sansman. Good grief. We're starting out great.
We still get to go once.
Yeah, we still get to go once. So yeah, let's try.
Oh yeah, you guys are horrible.
Yeah. Worse.
So I'm gonna go here and then I'm gonna do my spear attack, like not throw, but just do the.
We don't even know if they are enemy.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, that'll hit.
22 sure. of the spear attack.
And click on the.
You can click on the spear, yeah.
Click on spear.
Oh, spear.
Damage.
Points. 7 damage for 7 damage. All right. Follow that up with anything?
Yeah, unarmed strike. With the talent strike, the bonus action.
Yeah, yep. The unarmed strike bonus action, yeah. That doesn't cost any key. No, that will unfortunately miss.
Okay.
And are you going to stay where you are?
I would get like a... Is that only during initiative or like... If I'm going to move out of the melee range, I think...
Because it's a surprise round, you have the opportunity to... Normally, if you're in melee range, you would elicit attack of opportunity if you were to move out of their threat area. Because you are in a surprise round, I'll allow you to move without getting an attack of opportunity against you.
Okay, I'm just if gonna you want. Move over here, maybe. I don't know why, but like here.
Yeah. Well, that gives them an opportunity. Well, never mind. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna suggest strategy to you. Anyway. Yeah. all right, and is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Tankrin.
So can I attack the one that is diagonal to me, or can I only attack the one that comes through the door?
Yeah, you could attack the one that's just outside the door.
Yeah, I want to hit the one that's just outside the door.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. I was just going to say, we may want to just focus one down as well. It's up to you.
Well, if I remember right, these guys have like 30 hit points. Well, all right, so...
Which means that in one round, it's possible we could take one down, right?
Well, I have a thing that I'm going to try.
Okay, yeah, you do you.
That's a thing.
I got a thing. All right, so I'm going to use my war pick.
Whoa,
natural 20.
That is a crit. Yes, that will hit. Go ahead and roll damage. Okay, for a total of 13 points of damage, you...
I'm also going to use Divine Smite.
Okay.
One of my spell slots. Let me get this up and going on the feature traits. Best features. An extra 2d8. Extra 9 points.
Is there any save to that at all?
No. It's extra 2d8 damage.
And he drops with a heavy thud onto the floor. Yeah. You kill him. He's dead.
Oh, 22. Right.
And so just be clear, which one were you hitting, Jeff? The second one or the first one?
The second one.
The second one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay, so I heard that wrong then.
Okay.
Let's see. That was okay. So that was a. Let me go back and. So he's back up to that. He is down to. Let's see. 13 plus 9 is 22. Okay. So he's heavily damaged. He is still up. He's hurting pretty bad.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay. Lillian, you're next.
All right. So I am going to use my short sword and do a Swing. Where is the button? There it is. Toot. And then.
Unfortunately, a 14 will not hit.
Okay. Even a surprise then, round?
Even in a surprise round. Unlike okay. like three third edition or Pathfinder,
no
there is no flat-footed armor class.
Okay, no problem. Just checking.
Yeah.
And then I'm also going to do a with my two-weapon fighting, I can do a second swing. And then this one, if I do land, which I assume I do with 24, this does not get the bonus damage, so I only do one to the closest.
Okie doke.
So it's an 8.
Yep, 8 total damage done to this one, and then 22 to this. And then with that, I'm going to bravely move back.
Without any...
Okay. Let's just say my AC doesn't lead me to want to be that close.
Yeah. So you hit this first one, is that right?
Yeah. That was the only one in range, so.
Okay. All right, cool. There we go. And so Sandwood.
Okay, I'll try I'll use my bonus action to transform into a giant hyena. Yeah, I'm going to transform into a giant hyena. Let me give you the stats of it. How do I do that?
Hang on. So, giant hyena. I can pull up pretty quick here. Okay, I've got it.
Okay, I just
CR. It's a CR one. That's within the. Yeah, that's within your ability. I think CR one your limit, right?
CR one, yes.
Yep. Okay, you're good. I see it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I'm going to use a bite to the diagonal one. To this one, the more injured one with
the more injured one, the one dying. Okay, yeah,
bite. It's a 16.
16. That's what you needed. That'll hit.
Okay. Did I
hit it? And actually, that kills him. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. If that's the case, I have rampage. So that means if I reduce a creature to zero, I can do one bonus action.
Oh, clever. I see what you did there.
Yeah, so can I right. Because I also use the bonus action to transform into a hyena.
Oh, if you used your bonus action to transform, you cannot use your bonus action to do anything else. So you only get one bonus action.
Yeah, that's why I
thought. It's unfortunately, okay.
Nah, but it's okay. That means I just did that, so... Okay.
That's a cool ability.
Yeah. But Bear have a double strike, so I don't know. If I have double strike, I might just do it. But I stay in as a giant hyena and I stay there.
Okay. Alrighty. And then it's the top of the order. You both did a ton of damage. I think he's more threatened by let me make it 50-50 and see. He goes after Tankrin. Where'd that go? There we go. And he's going to hit you with his morning star. There we go. And he gets a 14 to hit.
Not enough.
Okay. And that is his action. That is it.
Nice.
And Eagle Eye, you're up.
I'm gonna do the same thing. I just wanna check one of the flurry of blows or one of the key thing. I'm just gonna quickly check that one. Take action. On your
How
turn, you
many
can
points do you have left?
two unarmed strikes. Okay, yeah, that's a bonus action. Okay, I'm just gonna again like do a melee attack. Should I or throw the spear from here for this round and then do a melee next round? Thinking.
I believe, does the flurry of blows require
A key point.
an eight? Well, it does,
Yeah.
but I'm trying to remember if it requires a melee attack.
Oh, I see what you. But I think it's going to be two unarmed strikes, so I need to be in the melee range, right?
Yeah, you would have to be anyway.
Yeah.
Let's try.
So for now, I'm not going to be using the key point because that is one other thing. Like, I'm just going to use one of the spear.
Okay.
I'm
Just gonna
going to go
throw it.
back up. Yeah, I'm just going to go back a bit so that, like, just, I don't know, and try to throw it from here. Spear throw. Let me do. I have a crossbow light too. That's 1d83 or 1d63, which is better?
Well, but you had the spear out last turn.
Yeah, you can only have so many weapons sort of on hand, like
Oh, I
equipped.
see. Oh, okay. I'm just gonna throw the spear then.
So I think unless you prepared it.
22
Doesn't
should
that
hit.
will hit?
Nice. Oh,
Nine
nice.
points.
9 points of damage. Nice.
16.
All right. All right, yeah.
17. He took 1 point from Lillian.
Yeah, please count me. I'm important too.
I did.
I don't like to roll ones. What can we do, right? So,
I rolled well enough to deceive them with my terrible deception.
yeah, you did. And now I've got three bugbears to deal with.
I thought one of them died. I thought Sins would kill this one.
Oh,
No, that or yeah, actually, I'm sorry.
Because we were talking about the if you reduce it to zero.
yeah, we
Yeah,
got two
you're right.
bugbears.
That one's dead. You're right. This one's getting there.
Yep. I know because
All
I took 1 point of damage.
right. Just out of curiosity, Lillian, are you taking out your longbow?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, you dealt a one damage to the.
Yeah, she hit him with a sword, short sword.
Yeah, it swung both my swords, and
Okay.
I whiffed and barely nicked them. And
Oh,
then
okay. I did not get.
bravely took my exit.
His, well, his attack was four. He did four damage, right?
No,
No,
one.
sorry.
You
No,
don't. That was the
I
second.
did.
Oh,
I did one because it was the
one plus
follow-up. Yeah.
three. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Because
Like, I yeah, I'm confused. Okay, is that it for you, Eagle Eye?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm just gonna stay there.
All right. This bugbear in the back then moves up. And sees his friend whatever going after Tankrin, and he's gonna yeah he's gonna pay attention to he's gonna attack Sandswood to try to get him away from
His buddy.
his buddy, and a seven will not hit.
Yeah, AC's
So,
12. Nice.
it's good for you because he would have done 15 damage. All
Ooh.
right, and that is his attack. Yeah, okay. And Tankrin, you're up.
I hit the one that's right next to me, the one that's injured with the war pick.
Okay.
23
Whoa.
That will definitely hit.
Almost critical.
for 6 points of damage. So he's taken
Oh man, this
23.
guy is on death's door.
Nice, I like it. Don't kill it.
Really want to use that ability, don't you?
I have to, or I only have one attack. I should transform into a bear.
Lillian.
Nice.
But you can do that if you want. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I'll shoot the closest bugbear in the doorway here with my bow. Boop, boop. Which will do
14.
Not good enough.
Unfortunately, that will miss.
Yeah, we have a 14 miss too. Last one.
And I think that's all I can do. So.
Okay. Let's see. This guy's dead. I can actually take him off of the turn order, I think.
Okay.
There we go. And Sandswood.
Yeah, I'll bite that almost dead bugbear again.
Okay.
Again, the first time.
Eight.
Unfortunately, that will miss.
Yeah, why is it? It's agreeing, I don't know. But yeah.
Because if you had advantage, you would have critted.
No, they are both green. I don't know why, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, his always roll green. I don't know why.
Either. Yeah, yeah. They are. I think they're blue when they crit or something like that. Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
I think it's a setting in the either setting, 20 or beyond 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can discuss.
Oh yeah, the rolls are always green. That's all.
Oh, so bad. But okay.
That's why was green when I critted. All right.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Everybody else is, but Sandswood's is
always green.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
What?
He just wants to make it look like he's always critting.
yeah, trick you, but oh, maybe that's why I always have a critted roll, right? But never mind. Yeah, let's keep going. Let me try.
Yeah, you're right. It always shows a crit. Maybe you have an auto crit checkbox checked or something.
Maybe
there's a situation where if the person is unconscious, you auto crit, and that may be what's going on there.
I see. Okay. Maybe I canceled it or something, but let's keep going. I mean,
so okay, and it is the almost dead one's turn, and he's going to keep beating on Tankrin here.
Yeah.
And ooh, a critical hit. He rolled natural 20 and does a grand total of 20 piercing damage.
Oh my god.
Okay, I fall over.
Oh no.
No.
Yeah, he whacks you over the head with a morning star and you drop like a rock.
Yeah.
Do I start making the death saves now or
on your turn.
Okay.
Okay. Eagle Eye.
I'm gonna do the same spear attack, like from.
Is spear attacks your basically highest damage output? Because that's really what we need.
Yeah.
How do I see that?
Like, it's the die roll. It's the dice that you roll to do the damage. The higher the more sides of the dice, the more damage you can do. Yep. In your case, you have let's see,
8 plus 3.
Your crossbow probably does more damage.
But actually, if he gets in close with his spear, he can use a key point and flurry of blows.
Yeah, we'll have a chance.
That's basically what I was going to suggest, is like the fastest we can take them down, the best.
Okay.
Yeah, if you get in close, do a melee attack with your spear, and then follow it up with an unarmed strike or
flurry. Although if he can take out the one right. The one right in front of him, or right in front, yep. is seriously wounded. So,
yep.
with a single spear attack, might kill him, and then you can save your key for next round.
Yep.
Yep. But you may still want to just be in melee range, even though obviously there is some risk to that.
And you can choose You could choose to burn that key after your melee attack. So you can, if you're in melee range, you can still do your bonus action on unarmed strike.
I would suggest not getting in Lillian's
firing range, right?
Yeah, move over one to the right or the left.
Hasn't mattered in the past, but I've always wondered why that is. It seems like shooting through someone would be a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna go here and I'm gonna
do it. Shooting through them is easy. It's missing them that's hard.
Yes, that's true.
Oh,
nine.
Oh, unfortunately, that will miss.
But you can unarm.
You can unarm strike. You can flurry of blows.
I can do an unarm strike, and then
if you do an unarm strike, that counts
my
as
second
bonus
action.
Okay. And that takes the place of anything you would use your key points for.
Okay. I'm just going to use my talents, and I'm just going to try my unarmed strike right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Probably I'm my...
Oh,
17.
That will hit.
Nice.
And that will kill him. You don't even have to roll damage.
Oh, okay. It's only one? No, come on.
We literally have one point.
Not kill him yet.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to do?
Anyway, I have like long distance. I'm just gonna go back, and then I can come again, like to do the flurry of.
Right.
You could feed me a healing potion.
Oh, I could do that too.
You
or can
well, that would take that, a, that would take an action or bonus action, right? Yeah.
Oh,
that's
really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can.
I was planning on stabilizing on my turn, so.
Mm.
All right. And this guy moves forward and attacks, Sans Word, since he's the next one.
The only one.
Yeah, the only one standing right inside the...
He moved closer, or...
A seven will miss.
Yeah.
Not sure what class is that horrible. No, it's 12.
No.
Yeah, so no, he completely whiffs.
Nice. Like
yeah. It. So then it is Tankrin. Now so you roll your first
straight D20, right?
Straight D20. Just don't get a natural one. Okay, 17, that's
one
the,
save.
That's the first success.
Okay,
so you're up one success.
Yeah.
And there you not and you can't do anything else, right?
Yeah.
Lillian.
You have that, but yeah.
Okay. All right, so what is it for for stabilizing? So if I move here and stabilize, what...
You do a medicine check, nice. And you have to get over, I think it's 10.
Yeah, over 10.
Yeah.
10 or over, or okay. Over 10?
10 or over.
And is, so I have zero bonus to...
Basically, it's DC 10.
Well, couldn't you just... Do you have a healing potion also?
I do, yes. Can I do something with that?
You could feed it to him, yes.
Does that work?
that would count as your full action. Does that work? Sure.
That's a confident answer.
It's not
like gonna... I feel like confident you would be able to feed a healing potion to someone who's like knocked down or out, right? But do you not need to stabilize them first?
Oh no.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that, and then that would just skip the medicine check, but it won't give you much anyway.
2d4 plus 2, right?
Yeah.
And I'm at zero, not at negative. As long as I wasn't at negative max, I'm at zero. Is that right?
That's correct. That's okay. Correct. Yeah, you don't. We don't track negative hit points in fifth edition.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, yeah. I'll do that, which I believe will this right. Boop boop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Yeah. So
and then I'll remove that from my equipment as well, and that is my action. And I am done.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So you move closer, feed him, and then can't go back, right?
No, I'm just gonna stay there.
Yeah, because if he moves back, then he takes an action.
I'm in melee.
So what Jeff alluded to, which I don't know if you guys if we talked about it all, I'm sure we did. If you take damage and the amount of over damage that gets done to you is more than your total hit points. So if you have normally 10 hit points and you're at 2 hit points and you take like 12 or more damage where you would go down to negative 10, which is your max, which is the negative of your max hit points, you instantly die and there's no saving.
Yeah,
so
that would be the other Yeah, never mind, never mind. It won't kill Tancred, I guess.
No, Tancred's fine. He didn't go negative that much.
Yeah.
So you're done, Lillian?
Yep.
Okay, Sanswood.
Okay, I move here. No, why? Why can't I get here?
Why are you moving there on top of the bugbear?
No, I just want to block the aisle. But no, never mind. I'll bite it again. Is it here? I don't think my screen is refreshing. Let me try refresh the page.
I still see you on top of the bugbear.
Right now, you show on top of the bugbear.
Yeah,
grapple check.
Right. Also, for the crits, check your Beyond 20 extension in Chrome or Firefox, whatever you're using. There's a option for always crit. You may want to turn that off.
Yeah, I know. I tried it, but I don't know why it's not working. But never mind.
You have to reload.
Okay, I just reload, so I think I can do that. Okay, let me bite the barbarian again.
I mean, it's definitely not hard to just look at the 21. Value. You can see.
21. You still haven't gotten it fixed, but you did hit, and you did 9 points of damage.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's all we've done to this one, right?
Yes.
Yep.
That's right. He was fresh. You can do anything else?
I want to move here.
Okay, that's a free action.
Yeah,
or that's not a free action.
You're blocking Eagle Eye.
It is not.
Wait, I'm blocking Eagle Eye.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you'd move there. Doesn't seem to add much benefit.
Okay, I don't like your regret about it yet. I'll stay.
All right.
If you speaking
of Eagle Eye,
I'm gonna move over here. I'm gonna do my spear first.
Oh, that will hit.
Nice. First hit.
For 4 points.
Four points.
Not bad.
I'm going to use my another key point to do two unarmed strike.
Oh.
What?
Two? Is huh? Eagle Eye, he doesn't have a shield, so can he be using the spear two-handed?
Yeah, he should. If there's a two-handed damage roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
oh,
the spear is versatile.
It actually does 6 points of damage. You're correct.
Nice. 15.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Certain items can be wielded one-handed or two-handed. A spear is one example. And you do more damage two-handed.
Okay.
And it's all a matter of whether you have a shield or not.
I see. Okay.
And if you don't have a shield, you could still choose, or in certain circumstances, wield it one-handed. But
yeah, if you were using two weapons, but
yeah, but it's
he's not.
Yeah.
Now I could use my. I'm going to use my key because this is damage 9 plus 6, right? 15.
Yeah.
I need a short rest though. But okay, I'm going to use my the next key point to do one talent strike.
Whoa.
22.
Nice.
For 4 points of damage.
15.
Four. Okay.
Okay, one unarmed strike.
Whoa, no. Not bad.
But yeah, you
15 damage.
Number on this guy. All right. Now it's his turn.
Look, he's got four targets.
He's got three standing targets. No, four targets.
Yeah, four.
I think he's pretty confused, and he's just going to randomly choose to lash out at somebody.
Really? He just got an eagle eye.
I'm going to roll a four-sided dice, and he's going to go after Lillian.
What?
But I'm just a fragile little girl.
You were also the treacherous female who led them into an ambush.
And I assume 11 will not hit.
Yeah, I have a 15.
All right.
Or deceitful.
That's all right, 11. Finish him off, Tancred.
All right, war pick.
Oh no.
And eight.
That's not going to finish him off.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, Lillian.
All right, I'm going to use my swords. So, same as before. Two one-handed.
Second one will hit.
The only thing?
And this one with no modifier, so six.
And that is enough to do it.
Really?
Tell me how you kill this guy.
Oh, it's a weaker puppet. Nice.
Do-do-do.
Describe your kill.
Describe my kill? I stabbed him. I ain't fancy.
You just reach out, you slide it between his ribs, and he just drops and slides off the end of your sword.
Oh, no.
Very peaceful, like, just a look of peace just descends on his face.
So they had morning stars, right? Is that something that we can loot off of the bodies?
Sure, they have. There are three morning stars, and each has a javelin as well. So you can grab morning stars and javelins if you'd like.
Is that
morning stars are two-handed, or are they heavy, or are they not heavy?
I think they're
morning stars. Let me look that up. I don't think they're heavy.
I was mostly asking because I can't remember, Jeff. You took the weapon, the war pick, right, from before?
Yes.
I wasn't sure if Morningstar was better, or the same, different. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it is better. But it might be heavy, in which case I can't. I choose not to use it because I can't use my shield.
It weighs 4 pounds.
No. But is it heavy?
It's a martial melee weapon. It is not two-handed.
It's pierced.
Yeah, I don't think it's heavy.
No.
What damage does it do?
Piercing.
So, how much?
I just.
Oh,
I just
1d8.
Yeah, oh. 1d8 piercing.
Okay, so it's the same as my pick.
It costs 15 gold piece?
Yes.
I'll take the rest of them.
I've got it in the inventory.
But yeah, they mind you, selling used equipment, you do not get full price for them.
Right, get half.
Okay, half?
Half. That's the standard.
Half is seven and a half gold piece.
Yeah. And it'll probably round it down to seven.
Then I'll do that. I mean, we have three in front of us, right? And
Lillian,
I get your excitement and 7.5 gold and whatever else. I think I have like on the order of 300 gold in my other possessions from just crap we found.
We've got like 100.
Maybe not get that excited about 7. Yeah, gold.
We've got three platinum signet rings, each worth 50 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Of which Lillian actually has two of them.
Yeah. And also I have.
And then there's the money from the wizard's desk, 130 gold.
I have 130 gold, 180 silver. I have 5 carnelians, 2 peridots, and 1 pearl as well.
So that I don't care. One and a half gold piece, right?
I'm literally just carrying bank. I don't care about these little 7 gold. Get out of here.
And the last group I DM'd for would loot every single thing they could possibly get out of a dungeon. They had they acquired a wagon, and they load up the wagon.
Yeah, I just hear that you don't care that 7.5 gold piece. I took 3 of them in my.
Go for it.
I'm so encumbered. I can't take that. Why not?
All right. What are we gonna do about that? Well, only Lillian knows about it. Are you going to tell us about that goblin that fainted?
Yeah, so now that sort of things have calmed down, I'll share with the group what I saw in the room, that there's a goblin fainted in the room that these bugbears were harassing.
Wait a minute, I'm still a bear, so I cannot take...
You're a hyena.
A hyena. I cannot take them. Take the...
You can grab them in your mouth.
Yeah, I did that.
You can grab one.
Well, the javelins are not that.
You think he's going to be able to carry 2 morning stars and javelins in?
No,
in
he can carry 2 javelins, maybe 3, but no morning stars. Well, so, 1 morning star and nothing else.
I took 1 morning star in my mouth. That's all.
And
Should I
then you
just drop one of my spears for a morning star? Like, is that better than a spear?
It's on the one.
It's a martial weapon. Can he use a martial weapon, or does he only use simple weapons?
I could use one of these short swords and simple weapons.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Weapons, yeah. So you're probably better off with a simple weapon.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Yeah, I can actually use martial weapons. That's a good point. What's the 1d8, right?
Yeah.
So I guess technically I could trade out my short swords for morning stars, right?
Yeah, it's also pure.
Seems kind of goofy, but
I still can't believe a morning star isn't two-handed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, morning stars are one-handed typically.
Isn't it just basically a?
Maybe I'm thinking a maul.
You're thinking a maul. A morning star is a chain with a ball on the end of it.
That's a flail.
It's a one-handed, it's a like.
A morning star is like a spiked club.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I thought it was a big spiked club.
Maybe it's just a hand.
No, I'm pretty sure it's small. It's like a sword sized.
Yeah, it can be small.
Well, if it's 4 pounds, it's as big. It's as heavy as my war pick. In any case.
Yeah, because. Right, because flails are actually Morningstar flails if they have the spiked ball at the end.
Right, as opposed to just a regular ball.
Yeah. Oh, that's confusing.
Well, anyway.
They're literally called Morningstar flails.
Yeah. Well, a Morningstar
is a fixed handle.
Basically just doesn't have the chain.
Yep.
It still has the spiked ball at the end.
Yep. Boy, that's confusing. Okay.
Yeah.
I bite That's, one. I
grab a morning star is 15 gold and is not two-handed. The maul, which is two-handed, is only 10 gold pieces.
That's morning weird. Stars require more jobs to do that, right? You need to force the spikes, and so it can be more expensive.
Yeah.
Well,
all
so,
right, so goblin.
Sorry. The morning star also is not light like a sword's. Short sword.
It's 4 pounds.
Oh yeah, so I don't want it. Never mind. I don't want it.
What?
Then I can't use my two weapon fighting. It requires light.
Yeah, it needs to be finesse or light.
It needs to be light specifically.
Okay, yeah, you can't
the
use
light
the
melee weapon, so now I don't want it.
How to define if it's a light or not?
It'll say in its notes.
It's in the tables in the player's handbook.
I see. I'm gonna check that too.
Because it has like properties, and like short swords are martial, finesse, light.
Okay.
And so I have proficiency with martial. Okay, yeah, so I'm good. I don't want any of that stuff.
It's tag, it's a damage and combat. It's a common weapon. Does that mean it's not a light weapon? A short sword, it's a...
I suggest we tie up the goblin while he's still unconscious.
Yeah. We don't know if it's an enemy or not yet. Oh, by the way, I'm a hyena, so I cannot talk. Let me try. Search
so
it.
So Alan is the only one like who talks goblin. So I think I'm sorry, Lillian. I'm gonna suggest you talk to the goblin. That's right, Nix.
It's unconscious still.
Sure, I'll go talk to this goblin who's unconscious as I slowly pull out my sword.
there's
only one kind of good goblin.
I got to stay in the parlor.
I'm just
Tankrin wants no part of this massacre.
But you'll notice I'm not stopping you either.
I cannot play Google. I don't know why. But...
You can change back anytime you want.
No, I don't have wild shape points left. So maybe we have another fight. I don't know. So
we'll probably need to take a short rest anyway with Tankrin being so hurt.
Yeah, if that's I'll change back if that's the case. But yeah, let's do this.
Let's deal with deal. So are you gonna kill the goblin, Lillian?
I'll go see if it talks the right things.
I follow. As I
enter the room, first I'd like to look for anything of consequence in the room. Is there traps? Is there secret doors? Is there anything that will surprise me? And here is your perception, because you're going to ask for it.
10.
And it's not great.
Did you guys search the bodies of those
bugbears?
Yeah, we...
Well, yeah, we looked at the equipment, but while, I don't think anybody's...
While the other three are doing that, I will search the bugbears.
Okay.
All right. I probably should have paid more attention and not asked. One of them, the guy who was in front, who also has a belt pouch that has 33 silver pieces in it. Not exactly a windfall. He does wear an eye patch made out of black leather, and it's set with semi-precious stones, and it looks to be worth about 50 gold pieces. Thank he also has an iron key on him.
Aww. Key.
Mm-hmm. Did he not take the armor?
Armor. These guys' armor is pretty ratty, pretty roughed up. Not in very good shape. You probably couldn't get any money for it.
Okay.
If in a pinch you had
it's to also bugbear armor, right? It would only be sold back to a bugbear.
And while
I think those are common buyers. What was that, Bala?
No, like while Lillian is going to be talking to. Goblin.
The goblin. Yeah, you can search the room.
I'm gonna search the room to see if there are any notes or something.
Oh, with the oh, okay, yeah, sure. And
Sandwood can pee on the goblin.
I got weird.
Or he can't do any searching.
That's true. So Bala, you're searching around. You don't really find anything. Other than what was, you know, than what was found on the one bugbear, other than you know the stinky sheets and stuff like that laying around, you know, scraps of rotting meat and nothing you'd want to keep. Maybe I don't know.
So I'm assuming is the goblin still unconscious?
The goblin is beginning to stir.
Okay. Before anything starts, I'd like to tie him up.
Okay. All right. In the process of you tying him up, he becomes conscious again. But other than whimpering and crying a little bit, he does not offer up any resistance at all.
Well, interesting. I stare at it and slightly threaten it.
It wets its pants.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's into that. I'd like to ask this goblin of his name and at the same time subtly issue a threat, not so subtly, if you'd like to live, tell me your name and why you're here.
I is named Droop. I and I'm here because I'm supposed to be part of my tribe, Kragma. I'm part of the Kragma tribe, and they just you know took me here and beat me up and make me do stupid things and that's all.
I'll turn to Eagle Eye and Sandswood, and what would you like to do with this creature?
I'm still hyena.
All right,
you can still understand.
I'll turn to Eagle Eye.
I'm just gonna ask. Like, I'm gonna ask you to ask him. To see, does he know like what else is going around here and who else comes and goes?
He seems to understand what you're saying. Because he does listen to you. I'm sorry, what was your question again?
Yeah, like, as he's seen, like, what's going on here, like, what's this place, and, like, you know, like, just in general, like, what's going on?
This is the Red Brand's, this is their hideout there, where they, you know, control, you know, that they control all of Vandalin from. This is
hello. Okay.
Did he common answering about answering?
Yeah, and he kind of broke in common. I'm probably making him sound more intelligent than he actually is.
Okay, yeah.
It's difficult to talk that dumb.
Why are goblinoids working with humans?
Yeah.
That's, I would like to ask that of him. Whose name I do not remember.
Droop. Drop? Droop? Droop?
I hereby name him doesn't matter.
We all he says we all work for the black spider, and he pays us to do things and beat people up and they're trying to find some mine that's around here, and we just work for him.
How many people are in this hideout? How many red brands commonly come and go?
Yeah, that's so hard.
Count four. Faster.
Four.
Four.
Hmm.
We killed seven, I remember. We killed four. No, we
are
killed...
they. How many humans have you encountered within these premises?
Three.
Okay. He's stupid.
Apparently. Okay. Oh no. I cannot transform.
So I'll yank him to his feet and start marching out the door.
Yeah, I think we should let him into the prisoner area and then try and see, like, if there are anybody else, like, probably we can use him to scout some of the things, the place for us.
Oh, sad.
I can show you secret doors and everything.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. See, Alan, like, we don't need to kill him.
He appears to be very eager to assist you.
Want and need are, you know, two separate things. All right, I'll drag him over into the parlor here, where he can gaze upon all of the dead, his dead harassers and the red brand bodies.
He sees all the dead and bloody bodies laying around, and he lets out this weird little nervous giggle when he sees it, and. Like he's not sure if he should be happy or frightened or what.
His nervous little laugh.
I want to. I'm still in hyena, but I can observe if he's telling the truth, right? I can observe if he.
You can. Yeah, you can. You could certainly. Why can I not move this stupid
and guy? I think my eye check is still using. Druid insight, not a hyena insight.
Actually, I am going to give you let's see, where is it? It won't let me change who's in control of it. I was gonna give you control over the goblin, but I can't.
We'll communicate where we're going with him, because we're gonna have to drag him along or leave him behind.
He's still tied up.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yep. He's hobbled and hands tied.
He's a hobbled goblin.
Hobbled goblin, yeah.
hobble.
All right. With that pun out of the way. So now that we're in the room with Tankrin, and Eagle Eye has run away because he really didn't like that joke. I'd like to suggest to the group that we take a short rest. Regather ourselves, allow Tankrin to heal, and then we'll continue from here.
But should we trust that goblin? Like, what if?
Yeah, before you do.
Well,
that.
I was saying tied. As long as he's tied up and hobbled.
Yeah, I mean he's hobbled. A small weak goblin. There's still four of us. He's no threat.
Okay.
He's no threat.
And a short rest is not, you're not taking a nap or anything.
Yeah.
You're just resting.
Oh, okay. And using a hit die.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use hit die to heal.
And I thrown back into a druid.
Doesn't it recover a spell slot or something too?
Only certain classes.
Depends on your class.
Oh, exactly. I think Wizard does. Well, Wizard definitely does. It might be the only one.
Sorcerer,
smaller abilities that refresh on a short
I have run. Ranger, which is a hit die something total. I have no idea what any of this means. Like, whenever I go to the D&D Beyond short rest, it opens up a little...
So, what hit die are, you can roll up to your level number of...
Oh, that's a hit point, like recovery.
Right. Yeah, you can recover hit points, and to do so,
right.
you have as many hit dice as your level, and to use with between two long rests. So if you take a short rest, if you've already taken a short rest, you may have already used hit dice.
We took a short rest earlier, but I don't think any of us used a hit die.
Yeah, because I haven't taken any damage this whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we are taking short rest, right?
Yeah.
My bravery has been the most effective AC so far.
Okay, so Tankrin gains 10 hit points.
10 hit points, I'm back to max.
Yeah.
And I
and you have to declare the number of hit dice you're going to take before you roll.
Yeah, I was going to take one.
Can't roll once, decide it wasn't enough, roll another one.
If you want to take two, you need to declare
that you're taking two.
I see. Yeah, I took one. But yeah, I'll do that later in the game.
Yeah.
And so it recovers my wild shape quota. I'm a
so
tour.
I'd also like to ask the group... you know, I used my healing potion on Tankrin.
I gave you mine.
Well, only if you have an extra. I would just like one.
I don't have an extra.
Does anyone have an extra? Does anyone have two healing potions?
Let me check my inventory to see if I have one.
Bala, you get key points back with oh no, I'm sorry, that's a long rest. No, it's a short rest.
It's a short.
I get my key points back.
Lillian, I will give you mine for now. Because
I refuse. I want you to have it for now, and when we come across an extra or are able to purchase some, I will get my own.
All right.
Yeah, I only have one too. So all right.
Yep.
And we
most typically you're in the front. I think it's best this way.
We have an iron key, but we already unlocked the door, right?
So I'm assuming you're sharing that in character.
Yes.
That we have an iron key. So JD. That's whenever I'll bring up, you know, a reminder that I did come across a prison with a few imprisoned women.
Yeah, and you use a bomb to unlock it, as I remember.
No, I didn't do anything. I literally just opened the door and did nope and yeeted out of there.
The iron key would open the gate, open the bars.
Possibly, right?
Possibly.
It's a suspicion.
Most likely.
We've been pretty much everywhere here, so I would guess.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the last stone to be overturned.
Mm.
So I suggest we head over that way and make what we will of these women.
Sure. By the way,
so to speak.
I don't know if it's a woman or not, but okay. But
who's a woman? We know that who's in the prison are women. Like that was specifically described.
I don't remember that.
Though. You saw in one cage a woman and a small girl, and in the other cage you saw a small boy.
Okay.
And then it was also that aligns with what the townsfolk were saying about like people going missing.
Mm, yeah, we can save them. And also, do we need to share those gold piece and earrings now?
No, do it when we get back.
Okay, then
Okay, rested, and I'm prepared. I'm ready.
I trust everyone, but I feel like I shouldn't be trusted. All right. So as a group, let's head over. I'll mark out the path we're taking in case anything happens along the way. And of course, I'm dragging the goblin the whole time.
I follow. Oh, Tangrain's already there. Why?
So you went through the storage room, through the secret door.
Yeah, we went through this way.
Yeah, as you're going through, you know, he's pointing things out. He mentions about the thing down in the pit.
The Noctis.
I would
gently point out his body.
He mentions that they throw people down there sometimes to be killed by the Nothic. And as you're moving toward the storage room, he mentions that there are two secret doors in here. And of course you already know that.
And
as you're coming through this little corridor, he says, you know, that door's locked, the lead bugbear Musk has the key to it, and that Musk is that one bugbear with the eye patch. So you realize that he's referring to the iron key you pulled off of him.
Okay.
So he's clearly trying to be helpful, and when you enter in, you know, he points to the doors and he goes, "Be careful! There's a pit trap in the hallway past there," and yeah. So all the information you could have used.
He's like, "Look at how useful I could have been." It's too bad you weren't. As I slowly guide my blade between his chest.
Right.
Just a joke, but I will almost certainly kill him unless Tancred snuffs me.
And again.
Well, so do you want to go in with the cloak on and say the prisoners need to be transported?
Well, we don't know that there's anyone.
There are guards.
I mean, we do know, but we don't know.
You don't know.
That's right. You're right.
And technically, we don't know that they're still in there, but I think
we can assume. We can assume.
But I think, I mean, given that I've already opened the door before and the fact that I just closed the door and left, I feel like I wouldn't be that, like, concerned.
Just go in.
But I would be bringing this goblin with me. So at all points in time, I'll probably be pushing him in front of me. He'll be the first to enter.
Yeah. That's right.
I would like to ask the goblin, though, what this prison is for and who are the inmates.
He says that they're slaves that they take from Phandalin for various reasons, and that the current prisoners are the family of a guy that they killed in Phandalin, and they captured his wife and kids, and in fact the husband is actually in the pit with the Nothic.
Did we hear any stories of this back in Phandalin?
You recall that you did hear about a family that disappeared in Phandalin, yes.
Okay.
I ask the goblin, is there any guards in the prisoner?
Yes.
How many of them?
Four.
Can you try count from 1 to 10 for me? Or one?
One. Four. Three. Four. Seven.
So I point two finger to him and say, so these many, right?
Yeah. Four.
I see. Four. Thank you. So guys, we know we have four guards in the room.
What species are they? Are they human, like red brands?
Red brands, okay.
Or red brands.
Okay.
So those guys can attack twice.
Thank you, Drip. I still don't know his name, but
they're human. And like, yeah. All right.
Oh, well, so how are you going through the old doors, or why are you doing it?
Yeah, so I'm gonna, pushing the goblin ahead of me, open the door and just walk into the room.
We know there are two reverends inside. No.
Four.
Oops. No, we know it's two. Four.
You gotta push Droop in front of me.
And I'm still wearing the red brand cloak and everything else.
Where am I?
I mean, I have been since this first room that we entered.
Yeah, you did not pick it up.
Okay. So yeah, you push him in, trying to get the right layers here. And
four.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Okay. So let me reread you that the description. This long room is partitioned in three areas with iron bars walling off the north and the south. Filthy straw lines the floors of those cells, the hinge doors of which are secured by chains and padlocks. A pair of disheveled human women are held in the cell to the south, while a human boy is confined to the north. All are—I guess they are both women in the south. Okay, all are dressed in plain gray tunics and have iron collars fitted around their necks. A heap of discarded clothing is piled carelessly against the far wall, and in this room you see two red brands who appear to be guarding the room. And you said you're wearing your tunic, your cape. Is everybody in the position they're supposed to, they are when you open the room, open the door?
I can stand on the coffin, right?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna move to the side.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can be. You can
the
be
coffin out of isn't 5 meters wide, right?
Yeah, right. Well, and you're also a very small creature, so you can kind of. Yeah, you can be there. That's fine. So just you leading the goblin is going into the room.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And they turn with their weapons at the ready as you walk in. But they don't attack quite yet.
So as I enter, I'd like to say that there's one more for the prison. It's suggesting that this goblin is to be imprisoned as well.
Okay, give me a deception check.
Oh, you're bad
at it.
Like, okay, well, finally, this little snot-nosed, wimpy little goblin. I doubt he'll fetch much of a price, but worth more than having him around. And one of them produces an iron collar and walks up to the goblin and begins to put the iron collar around his neck, and meanwhile, Droop is very confused and is shaking violently in fear. He doesn't appear to understand what's going on.
Nice.
Okay. Trying to think, how would I phrase this? Because essentially, I want to get them to try and put him in either one of the prisons, doesn't matter. And when they're at the door, shove one in and close the door. That way we can fight one alone.
Okay.
And then deal with the second later. But I'm trying to think of how would I accomplish that, right?
Well, he moves the droop toward this toward this cell and nods to the other guy who unlocks the padlock and chain. He pushes Droop in, poor little guy, and steps forward to and then reaches out to pull the door closed.
So, which way does the door open and close?
The door opens inward.
Inward towards the room?
Toward the prison. Okay. The cell.
Hmm.
He begins to close the door.
So I'll let him... You know what? I'll give it a try. I'll give him a little kick into the room and try and close the door behind him.
Give me a strength check.
Oh my god!
And this will be opposed by his
one HP damage
strength check, which why did that not? Oh, there it is. Which is a he rolls an 18. he doesn't even stumble, and he turns around. And he's like, "Hey, what the hell was that?" And he he's like, "You're no Red Brand." And he pulls
all right,
out.
Start to go in.
So let's all roll initiative.
Mark your token first.
Did I? Oh, it's a night.
Oh. Okay, 14 for me, 20 for Eli.
18 and 4. 13
for Lillian and 9 for Sanswood.
4 for those women. Is it accurate? Are you really doing that?
For the women?
Yeah. The last token is a woman.
Whoops.
It's not.
I'm going to keep the roll, though.
Yay, thank you.
That was actually the boy. This is actually the cell with the boy.
Ooh.
What is your initiative bonus? It's
actually better that the Red Brand is not in the cell, because that could have been a hostage situation.
Yeah, but I don't care about the hostages.
Yes, they,
maybe we should have had Tinkerin do this. He has a conscience.
I did not tell because we didn't discuss it yet, but I thought you can. You can say it's a shift and they move out.
Okay. Let's see. Got that and that. And actually, just for giggles and grins, I'm going to roll initiative for...
Group.
Little goblin buddy.
He's in the jail, right?
With a collar and tied up ropes.
But the door is not closed yet, right?
Okay. And the boy is still cowering, and he does not seem inclined to get involved in any sort of scrap. First to act would be Eagle Eye.
I'm just gonna go to the entrance. I'm gonna be here. This is the door, right? Here. I mean, oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where is there?
And you guys can go past me, right? Like, I mean, I won't be blocking yours.
We cannot stay in the same square, but we can go past you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do... I'm just wondering if I should do a spear or like just... Yeah, I'm just going to do a spear from there.
Be brave.
Which one? Which one?
And go back even further?
Oh, be real brave. Not Lillian brave.
Actual brave.
I'm just wondering, can I do crossbow this turn and then a spear next turn? Or like wouldn't that it wouldn't work that way?
Yeah, actually as a free action you can put away a weapon and pull out a new one.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I'm gonna do a crossbow right now.
Which one?
Which one are you attacking?
The one right next to you.
Okay. The 19 will definitely hit.
Okay.
Okay, you do 5 points of damage.
Okay.
Piercing. All right.
And I'm going to bravely move back.
Bravely move back.
Bravely move back. All right. You're taking.
You're setting a standard.
Lillian's playbook.
Yeah.
All right. At which point it is the ruffian, the first Red Brand's turn, and he is, of course, already planning on attacking. There we go, Lillian. Whoops. Oh, that's not what I wanted. First attack is a 22.
Oh.
Yep.
Which is. Hang on a second. I'm a little confused on the way they did this. Well, that's funky the way they did this. 8 points of damage.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It was 3 points of damage.
Oh, nice, nice.
Correction. 3 points of damage.
Don't be sorry. Okay. Don't be sorry.
And the second attack.
Ooh.
Does a 12 hit?
No, I have a 15.
Okay. And then he misses with the second attack. And that's his action. Tankrin.
Can I move to there?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's just a pile of clothes, so.
Yeah. Flammable clothes.
And which one has not acted yet?
The one in the
corner.
Right there, yeah.
Okay, I will attack that one.
Yeah. I cannot attack the, unfortunately. But yeah.
With the war pick, scroll down.
Whoa.
Dirty 20.
That will hit. All right.
4 points of damage.
4 points of damage. Nice. Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Lillian, you're up.
I just always want to intimidate and threaten, but at this point, I just want to kill. So the one directly in front of me, before I swing, I'm going to taunt him. I might not have been able to kick you over, but I can certainly kill you.
14.
No. 14 just hit.
Just right, well, the one doesn't.
yeah, that's right.
And deals so six.
And 6 points of damage. All right. Okay. Sans, anything else you want to do?
Nope.
Okay, Sanswood.
All right.
What range weapons do you have?
I can become Direwolf and have another...
That's
you have a light crossbow.
At least one of those. Okay,
yeah,
you can produce flame.
Yeah.
Oh God, no! Why have you done this?
I'll do the other things. I want to become a direwolf.
Okay.
Sorry, I keep changing the.
Oof, you're a direwolf.
Yeah. And then I'm wrong to here. And try to bite it.
Okay.
As a dire wolf, because if I have pack tactics, so that means if I have ally within 5 feet, my attack roll has an advantage.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on. Just give me 1 second.
Sure.
Even with advantage, the 14.
Yeah,
but I just hit. Here's it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, for some reason I was thinking that Direwolf had a higher
CR.
CR, yeah. So a 14 will hit.
Nice. And okay, then it's a 7.
Yeah, and you take a bite out of his leg, and you hit the femoral artery that's right down there, whatever that artery is in the leg, and he just gushes out blood. And just quietly slumps to the ground.
All right, I spit out the blood and finish my turn.
Okay, Droop takes one look at the dead red brand, and just kind of moves over here and cowers in the corner. So he bravely. Dead one. That one's dead.
Woo. You guys are all so confused about what bravely means.
I wonder why.
You think it's just running away. A tactical retreat when I do it.
He's not brave enough. He should move here.
So the red brand attacks, the remaining red brand attacks Tankrin. Yeah. He gets a natural 20 for 9 points of damage.
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, and his second attack is a 17. Will that hit?
Nope.
All right. I was a little worried there for a second. Okay. So that will that'll take care of his turn. And moving on to Eagle Eye.
Bala, you're muted.
Are you on mute?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm gonna come in. Like, I'm gonna do a melee attack. Stand over this guy.
Okay.
Do a spear attack.
Okay.
Two-handed. This is
two-handed. Two-handed.
Nice. All right, that will definitely hit.
Two.
Oh, it's an eight. Nice.
All right. And you get a nice whack in there. He's looking pretty rough.
Oh, I'm gonna do one unarmed strike and
unarmed strike. All right.
Talon,
right?
No,
that unfortunately will miss.
Okay.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna stay there.
All right. Cool.
And on initiative, the dead body spurts up more blood.
Yeah, the dead body is gonna stay dead.
Okay.
And Tankrin, it's you're up.
Okay, hit him. With a 6.
Not with that roll.
you can just
stay where you are, standing. Yeah. All right. Okay, Lillian.
All right. So I will continue swinging my swords. Give two of those.
Ooh, 2 hits.
They will both hit.
And it probably doesn't matter, but a 5 and 6.
Yeah, even the first one was enough to kill it. Yeah.
I figured as soon as I clicked, it's like deader.
Yeah. He had 4 hit points left. Sorry, I'm moving you, Bala. There you go. You're moved back. I just want to get rid of those two icons so they were out of the way. All right, and they are dead.
And while it's still my initiative, I'm going to walk into this room and threaten Droop some more just for fun.
He squeals, and a little more a little more pee dribbles out.
You into that, Sandswood? You're the one who wanted to pee on him. Maybe the reverse is true.
But I'm helping. I'm helping.
Well, through his cries, Although you may have helped us, you also helped kill many humans and were part of a group that were up to no good. So I'm going to go ahead and try and kill him with my sword.
You're going to attack
him. I block him. I block.
He's inside the.
Good luck with that, buddy.
I'm next to the door, so I can do that, right? It's a collar, so I can try use my. Oh no,
You can try and convince me.
I'm not. I just want to,
haven't done it yet.
I just want to block. Oh, really? Then okay, I transform back to. No, I don't want to. So. Okay.
So I'll turn to the group and say, unless someone says otherwise, this goblin dies here.
Oh,
we should take him back to Fandolin.
For what purpose?
Face justice there.
Something a paladin would say. How about you, monk? That's bird.
I'm going to say not in front of the kids.
Not in front of the kids. What a politically correct answer.
Yeah. I transform back.
That you didn't just kill two humans in front of them.
Yeah, just straight up murdered them.
Yeah, but I transform back to Druid and say we might be able to use it for more intels or something. Or, yeah. He's not doing something wrong to us, right? So
he may not have harmed us, but he harmed others in participation within this group. He is far from innocent.
I don't know.
He's only acting to save his own skin.
I know.
I have more information if you'll let me go.
What is that?
Yeah. We both turn to him and ask that.
What can you tell me to save your life right now?
Yeah.
You
mentioned that you have
Are you gonna let me go?
We'll see.
It depends. Yeah, you're in a bad shape.
Make a persuasion check for me.
Not deception?
Not deception. You're not deceiving him.
I'm not deceiving him.
You're not telling him you and I'm going to roll an insight check for him.
13 on persuasion for Lillian.
Yeah.
They're lying, not not persuading.
Public goal 15.
He is he's pretty convinced that that you're not exactly you have no intention of letting him live.
What? No.
Or you have no intention of letting him go if he gives you information.
So did he? After he know that, what is his response?
Yeah. What is his response? He may know that.
He's like, you're not gonna let me go.
What can we do to convince him? This is out of character, and I'm asking the group.
I honestly don't think there's anything you can do to convince him.
Yeah, the first thing is what can we get from him? Does he have more intels we want?
Well, I mean, he at least knew the group that he was working with, right? Like the Black Spider or whatever. We could drag him along with us basically as long as we want, right? Until he tries to escape or something. Mm. Like, low limitation there. I mean, John may not want to have to do that, but
I'm here to facilitate whatever you do.
And actually having a thoroughly pathetic NPC is actually a nice thing for a GM to want to play.
It's true.
It's something that I would love to play.
I'm saying
that Leland will kill him unless you guys give me a reason not to.
I don't really have a good reason to make him live, because if we bring them, then that means every long rest we need to have an eye on it, and yeah, we have some maintenance cost to bring it with us, right?
Sure, but I mean it's not hard to have one person on watch at all times. You should be doing that anyway.
As far as what Tankern was saying, I mean, it's pretty obvious that if you bring him back to Fenelon, he'll be executed there.
Yeah, he'll be executed in Fenelon. He'll be executed here if I do it.
Well, yes, but I'm saying, well, if you know that, then what's the harm in dragging him back?
Yeah,
I'm impatient.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you think my actions have been anything but rash in character?
Yeah, I don't have a good statement on keeping him alive because it seems like it does not have any good intel.
He sees that you're really not inclined, Lillian, to let him live without any good reason.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he says, he says, I can lead you to Kragma Castle, where the big guy is, where the black spider is.
Okay, do any of us know? Do we know yet where Kragma Castle is in character?
No, we don't know.
No, you don't.
We don't know out of character too. So. Maybe you know. I don't know. I don't see the map.
Lillian, if that could be important.
Yeah, I'll say Lillian in character. Let's make him point to the castle where it is and we free him to give him another chance.
Very well. If you feel that he is important to our cause, I'll yank him to his feet and throw him out into the middle of the room in front of Tankrin. He's your charge.
All right.
I'm done with him.
All right. Again, instead, I don't know if I'm big enough to drag him because my strength is only 10. I only have 10 strength. But yeah.
I mean, he's also a goblin.
I'm a gnome. I'm not a goblin.
Yeah, I'm saying that you're both like small humanoids.
We're both like 4 foot, 3 foot.
Yeah, you're roughly the same size, and he's weak and tied up.
The point is, I'm not a goblin.
I understand that, yes. Can you play goblins? Is that a playable character?
There are ways to create goblin characters, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All right, but not me. But okay. So. Yep. That's it. Then what's the other things we can do in this room?
So I'd like to turn to this boy and ask him, does he need anything, water, food? You know, where would he like to go? How old is the kid?
He is, good question.
Like teen or like six?
He's 13 years old.
Okay. Reasonable. Yeah,
he's like early teens.
Mm.
Gangly youth.
And it does say women for the other two. The one looks very young, maybe late teens, and the woman is a
mother and daughter.
I forget the details, but we know that their father was killed and thrown in the pit, right?
You do. The goblin told you.
Yeah, the goblin.
Yes.
And we know that there was a family that disappeared.
So to this boy, I'd like to say, you are the head of the household now.
What?
So choose what would you like to do? And same, go over and while he contemplates, go over and tell his, I assume, mother, the older of the two women. You're free. Although, do we have a key? Are these locked?
The one had a key. One of the guards had a key to the...
Yeah.
So I'll take the key because I would have seen him unlock the other door. So
yeah.
I reasonably would know that that's there. Pick the key off the body and go unlock this door.
When you tell the boy, you're the head of the household now, et cetera. While he was looking at you with cautious optimism at first, you see him crestfallen as it dawns on him that his father is dead. and you hear sobbing coming from across the room. It is apparent that these people were not entirely aware that that their father and husband was in fact dead.
Yeah, sad.
So, you going to open, unlock the cell.
Yeah,
and he comes out of here. And they slowly move out of the out of the room, kind of avoiding the dead bodies, and the woman the woman who's clearly distraught at the news of her father passing away, regardless, thanks you all for letting them out. She said, "If you'll lead us and help us get back to Phandalin, while I don't have much, I can tell you where a family heirloom lies in an old ruined town that will at least compensate you for." For freeing us and getting us back to safety.
Mm-hmm. Side quest.
What? What did you say?
All right, let's get out of here while the getting's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's try.
And this is probably a reasonable place to.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't burned the clothes yet, but yeah.
You're not going to let them wear them.
Is that their clothes? Oh, all right. Okay.
They don't seem terribly inclined to root through the moldy clothes.
Oh.
Yeah. Even if their clothes were in there, they're in such bad shape that they seem more inclined to wear the clothes they have on them.
What I know is, metal is not flammable, so. But we can end it here. I mean,
okay. So if we're gonna wrap it up here, I'm gonna make an assumption that you're gonna get them back to the town safely, and you guys are going to split among you. Let me see real quick if there's.
Let's
see.
Yay.
Oh, I actually never added the experience from last time because I ended up dropping off while you guys were still having that conversation.
It should be at 8:05, I think.
Okay.
And ball or two.
I will three after this.
I'll just add that 100 now.
And how much does Lillian and
Eagle? I have 8:05. Tankard and Sands would have 8:55.
Yes.
And what's the next level is 900, right?
900, yeah.
Okay, well, you are each getting 200 experience points from this.
Yay.
So I don't need to pad it with anything. You should all go up to third level now.
Nice. Does that mean we recovered from what we have now, or is it just...
No, it's not like... It's not like Warcraft where you where everything heals and whatnot. And technically, I probably ought to not have you level until you take a long rest. Uh-huh. But I'm not going to worry about that too much.
I see. But yeah.
Yeah,
good to know the rules. So
yeah, well, there's the rules get even weirder than that. But it's
I mean, I assume. We're gonna leave here and take a long rest, so we could just do that now. We could just make that assumption.
Yeah.
On the way out, we'll take a long rest, head back to the town, and then we can deal with whatever happens as a result of our actions tomorrow.
There you go.
Tomorrow in game.
Yeah.
And my HP is still 17. I don't know why.
Maybe I stopped recording and.
Yeah.
That's a good point.